is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Chinese students in the U.S. are scrambling to figure out their futures.
无理取消中国留学生签证.
The nation's foreign ministry spokesperson says a new plan announced by Secretary of State Marco Rubio to aggressively revoke student visas is unreasonable. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
In a statement, he said the State Department would work with the Department of Homeland Security to scrutinize those working with the Chinese Communist Party or working in, quote, critical fields. The department, he said, would also enhance the screening of visa applicants from China and Hong Kong.
Harvard's director of immigration services says many of the university's international students have been asking about transferring. A big part of President Trump's tariffs agenda, steep taxes on foreign-made products, could be on hold soon. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
This is a huge blow to the administration to have the Federal Trade Court block tariffs, which in part have caused a great deal of chaos. And the issue really is, did Trump ever have the power to go off with these tariffs in the first place, as opposed to go through Congress that usually has to approve such tariffs?
Elon Musk says his time as a special government employee is ending. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Elon Musk was asked about the funding bill passed by the House and said that it kind of undermines the, quote, savings that the DOGE team has found through its cuts, said that he was disappointed with what he called, quote, a massive spending bill, which increases the budget deficit, not decreases it.
CBS News has learned that Musk's final day at the White House will be tomorrow. The president is stirring up controversy with a series of high-profile pardons. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
President Trump signs off on a full pardon for former GOP Congressman Michael Grimm of New York, who was convicted in 2014 of tax fraud and related charges. Also in the latest round of pardons, Louisiana rap artist NBA Youngboy, New York union leader James Callahan, and former Connecticut Governor John Rowland. And after announcing he was going to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, they were released from prison 3 years after being convicted of bank fraud and tax evasion.
The team with the best record in the NBA this season is headed to the finals.
Ahead to Holmgren, one stride and a stop.
Chet Holmgren helping the Oklahoma City Thunder rout the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-94 in the Western Conference Finals. 4-1, Thunder will play the winner of the Knicks-Pacers series. Indiana could take it tonight at Madison Square Garden. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County judge has ruled that the case against a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will move forward to trial. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The defense yesterday in a preliminary hearing argued that the state had not met its burden of proof and sought to reduce the charges. The judge did find probable cause and move things forward. The teenager is scheduled to appear in court again June 18th. This Saturday, Racine's Festival Hall will host a special portrait gallery organized by a local rep. The 60 Seconds Angelina Cruz is attempting to celebrate 40 local public school students and their stories of racial and social justice. A statement says Cruz is using the event to spotlight what she says is the need for more state funding in public schools. The gallery was created in partnership with local artists and educators. It's free and open to all. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow. The public is invited to join an anniversary celebration from 4 to 7. It'll feature tours, speakers, and a retrospective on the library's legacy. If you need credentialing and licensing from the state, you may see a delay this year. Lisa Hale has more.
The Department of Safety and Professional Services warns delays will happen if a couple dozen temporary positions expire, as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by the state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today and cool with highs in the mid-60s. An outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Warmer with a high of 74. Right now, 53 degrees.
But we all want to be good looking, right? We all want to be chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. They're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face? And make me pretty? Just keep cutting! It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. But if a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
But money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love.
Got the Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love from Hard Day's Night. Was it before? I don't know if that song came out before Hard Day's Night. Not sure. Don't care. Anyway, good morning. Partly sunny today with a high near 63. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, highs in the mid-60s with sunshine both days. Right now, cloudy and 51 degrees at Radio Park. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this, what is today, Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here. Coming up a little later on after 7, will be Autumn Lattimore from the Friends of the Racine Public Library. Got a ton of stuff going on there we got to talk about, okay? But right now, I've got CCR, Who'll Stop the Rain, at WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain's been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Goodness truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
CCR, Who'll Stop the Rain, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. 6:13, Thursday morning, and you know you can't be naked in your driver's license photo. The Georgia Department of Driver Services had to remind people to keep things classy and to take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for IDs. Really? We had to be reminded not to be naked in our driver's license photo? 6:13 at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, 1400 AM everywhere.
One time.
Chiffon's One Fine Day. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN 615. Looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 63. Clouds, 51 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Well, the Scripps Spelling Bee finals are today, so Google looked at the top words Americans search for to spell correctly. The top trending ones over the past month, congratulations. Remember, there's a T in there, not a D. Appreciation, I don't know what your trouble is with that word. Florida, amazing. I thought those two words were pretty easy. But here's the one that I could not spell. Camouflage. Can you spell that? I bet you those little kids can spell it. That's why they're up there. Camouflage. L-A-G-E. I'm looking at it and I can't even spell it. Camouflage. Boy, I'd be out of those finals like that, if that word ever came up. 6:16, time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter. Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Dogs and Cream, where bold hot dog creations and dreamy custard make every bite feel like summer. Whether you're into the classic Chicago dog or something adventurous like mac and cheese dog, a pretzel dog, or a bacon cheese dog, they've got the flavors to satisfy your summer cravings. Delicious. Stock up now. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pat Boone, Moody River. Good morning. Local news. Timeless hits WRJN 623. Looking for a partly sunny day today. A nice day with a high near 63 tomorrow. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 75. We're getting there. Hey, we're ready to enjoy Racine's famous North Beach again. And this year, we're teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to keep this summer fun hot all season long. The Oasis is open Tuesday through Sundays and has great food, live music, even yoga. In between the activities, you'll hear our timeless hits on WRJN. Make summer fun this year at Racine's Beachside Oasis on North Beach with WRJN. Oh, man, I can't wait. I used to walk my dog up and down the street there and watching all the people at North Beach. My mother and I, when my mother was still around, we used to sit there at the Oasis, and I got her a pina colada, and I got lots of pictures of it. She said, let's go over there. She just loved the beach, and she used to sit there with me, and we just sip pina coladas, watching everybody have fun in the water. Yeah, it's a really great time out there. Hey, did you ever ask your employer for a raise? Did you ever have to break up with your partner? Recent graduates say it's more anxiety-inducing to negotiate their salary with an employer than breaking up with a partner. Yeah, it's easy to hurt someone's feelings, and not easy to ask for a raise, huh? All right. 99.9 FM at Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and AM 1400 everywhere. WRJN, here's Paul Simon and Coda Chrome.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, the gilt, those nice bright colors.
girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Simon Kodachrome, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, a guy wanted on an active warrant was safely taken into custody. This happened on Monday after he climbed 80 feet up a tree during an hours-long standoff. You know what I would have done? Call the fire department. They're used to getting cats out of trees, huh? Dum, dum, dum. They could have got that guy out with no problem. Roy Orbison, the Big O, Only the Lonely, 628 now. WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Only the lonely.
Time you're in Nashville, Tennessee, like you go there every day, but next time you're in Nashville, go to RCA Studio B, where Roy Orbison made a lot of recordings. You can check out all the pictures on the wall. They match the equipment that's still there to this day. It's a lot of fun. Hey, it's 6:30 on the noggin at WRJN. You know what time it is. Time for local news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A judge says a Racine teenager accused of shooting and killing his 11-year-old brother will stand trial for first-degree reckless homicide.
The defense for the teenager yesterday during a preliminary hearing claimed the incident was accidental and challenged the evidence. However, after testimony from police, the judge decided to move forward. The next court date for the 16-year-old is scheduled for June 18th. Hackers could be hampered if a new college program gets up and running. Gateway Technical College is seeking approval for a new 2-year cybersecurity apprenticeship program to help meet the growing demand for skilled tech workers. Students would spend almost 300 hours in the classroom and gain paid on-the-job experience with local companies. More 3D-printed guns were taken off the streets just across the state line. A North Chicago man is accused of selling 3D-printed ghost guns and machine gun conversion kits to undercover detectives. Eric Raines Sylvester is being held at the Lake County Jail and faces more than 20 felony charges. Racine students are being acknowledged by a Racine representative this weekend. A portrait gallery event led by Representative Angelina Cruz will open Saturday at Festival Hall, featuring the personal stories of 40 Racine Unified students. A statement says Cruz is trying to call attention to what she says is the need for greater investment in public education. The exhibit includes contributions from high school and elementary students and is a collaboration with local artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
You've heard the phrase, April showers bring May flowers. Well, in the Beaver Dam area, that's definitely the case. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. And coming up June 13th through the 15th, Wisconsin will celebrate its Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival in the Beaver Dam area. Michelle Ovens is one of the participants. She owns and operates Ovens Peony Farms in Beaver Dam. She's got about 100 varieties of different peonies that she'll be presenting. And she said, while many people enjoy the beauty of the flower, they have to recognize and respect the economic punch it can deliver.
When we first started this, the state of Wisconsin Tourism, they reported 900 people coming to the farm here, and that generated over $130,000 in the community. Well, can you imagine if we have 5,000 people, what that generates in the community for gas, for lodging, for food? The economic impact for the community through this agritourism is just incredible, and that's really one of the big motivating factors for us to bring these events through agritourism to the public.
Michelle Ovens from Ovens Peony Festival, one of the hosts for the upcoming Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival. The other reason why it's a big deal this year is the American Peony Society conventions held during the festival. That's going to bring enhanced attendance, Ovens says, and they only come to Wisconsin once every 8 to 10 years.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And we're just learning how successful this year's Midwest Horse Fair was back in April. Show organizers say that Saturday had an attendance record broken with over 25,000 fairgoers on hand, 60,000 through the course of the weekend. They hosted 37 breed and discipline groups, 800 horses, and 37 stallions. That's Food News. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today and cool with highs in the mid-60s. An outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Warmer with a high of 74. Right now, 53 degrees.
Every game, you'll see a player argue with an umpire. And I've never seen an umpire change his mind ever. So why would you waste your time? Has that ever worked? You ever see a guy sliding into home? You're out! You're crazy, man! He missed a tag! I had my hand. Okay, okay, safe. Ah, I don't like conflict. I tend to shy away from that. Go ahead, give him a run. No, it's okay. I didn't know about the yelling. It's okay, give it to him. Baseball has interesting traditions. Why do baseball coaches wear uniforms? Imagine a hockey coach on the sidelines wearing full goalie gear. Give it your all, fellas. Who's the guy in the goalie mask? So why is it normal in baseball? They look silly, especially the ones who have put on a few pounds, sitting in the dugout, pinstripes this far apart. Looks like somebody made a jailbreak out of his torso. I think I might pinch run today. I'll just sit here and eat Funyuns.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Brand new beat. Summer's here and the
Arthur Reeves and the Vandellas dancing in the street. 640 local news. Timeless hit to WRJN. Partly sunny, 63 the high today. Right now we're up to 53 with clouds here at Radio Park. Remember the good old days? You got on the airplane flight, you got free food. Some even served champagne. They had real silverware. Remember that those days? Baggage, no charge. People smiled when you got on. There were no nuts on the plane trying to open doors in mid-flight. Remember all that stuff? Gone. And here's the last of the holdouts. Starting yesterday, flights booked on Southwest Airlines do not come with free baggage anymore. They were the last airline with free bags. The first bag now $35, $45 for the second bag. What happened to those $25 bargain bags they used to let you get on with? Remember that? $25 and we squawked at that. Now it's $35. Human beings, nobody but me. Time of the sets at WRJN 643. Autumn Lattimore from the Friends of the Racine Public Library coming in at 7:05. A plethora of events going on at the library. We'll talk about that. Hey, you never know where the next heroes are coming from. Case in point, a couple in Virginia went to bed early on May 6th because they were supposed to see Metallica the next night. A truck plowed right through their living room where they'd normally be watching TV. Their daughter says thanks to Metallica for saving her parents' life. Who would have thunk it, huh?
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go. I'm a poor surf city, cause it's good and fun. Yeah, I'm a surf city.
Queen Surf City, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You got to check out that movie. It was a made-for-TV movie, and I can't think which one it was. Jan or Dean was in a very bad car accident, like a dead man's curve thing, and it really messed him up badly for years. I don't remember the name of the movie, but it was, I think, made-for-TV. You could probably find it if you look it up. Hey, Consumer Reports said a list of the most dangerous foods in your refrigerator based on poisoning statistics. Are you ready? With that pleasant thought in mind, here are the top ones. Deli meats, cucumbers, raw milk. I don't have raw milk in there. Eggs, onions, leafy greens, and anything with pre-cooked meat in it. Except for the raw milk. I mean, that's my refrigerator we're talking about there. 646 WRJN.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Okafor Tops, same old song. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 652 with Stephen Stills. Love the one you're with.
And confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to. Concentration, slip away, cause your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a rose in this land.
There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Finish right here. There goes Stephen Stills. Love the one you're with. It's 6:56 at WRJN. You know, we all feel like we would like to do something like this, but this guy actually did it. This guy from Oregon named, I forget what his name is, but suddenly he had a huge following online after he quit his job to sail around the world with his cat. He's diagnosed with a rare bone disorder that could eventually cause paralysis. So he cashed in his 401k and decided to go see the world. He brought his cat Phoenix along for company. A huge crowd greeted him when he landed in Hawaii this past weekend. He said now the French Polynesia might be next on his list. He also says he learned how to sail from, get this, watching YouTube videos. If you want to follow him, his TikTok handle is Sailing with Phoenix. That's the name of his cat. So this guy decided, you know what? I don't have long to do what I want to do, so let me do it now, and I'm going to sail around the world. Don't you feel good about people like that? Because I would love to do something like that. Not sail. I want to drive. You know, I'm waiting for them to build a bridge from here to, you know, Europe. But I would love to do something like that. But this guy's actually doing it. Good for him. Great for him. 6:57, local news, timeless hits. Peter and Gordon, I Go to Pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes, look the other way. But they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for
goodbye. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
There you go, Peter and Gordon, I go to pieces. Local news, Tablet's Hits, WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 63. Looks like tomorrow a high near 75. Whoa. Beautiful weekend coming around, sunny Saturday and Sunday. 62 the high Saturday, 65 on Sunday. Right now we've got 53 degrees and clouds here at Radio Park. So Alaska Airlines crew helped out a couple flying to their wedding. The attendants went up and down the aisle and asked people to write down their best advice for them as they head into married life. And here's what they wrote. Be quick to forgive and say, I am sorry. Isn't that great advice for a marriage? You know, sometimes you are wrong and sometimes you got to say, I'm sorry. I love that. Hey, it's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A big part of President Trump's tariffs could be in trouble. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
The U.S. Court of International Trade froze the president's sweeping 10% tariffs against other nations and the targeted levies on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. The court ruling President Trump exceeded his authority. In a statement, a White House spokesman said it is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency.
Taco trade? Don't ask President Trump about it.
This month, a columnist for the Financial Times coined the phrase, Trump always chickens out, referring to Trump's ever-changing positions on tariffs and his propensity to back off when stocks declined after his tariff announcements. A reporter asked him what he thinks about the phrase.
We have an end date of July 9th. You call that chickening out?
And he warned the reporter not to ask him about it.